The Republican plan to replace Obamacare cleared the House in Washington today. So what will that mean for your own health insurance plan at this point? All anyone seems to be able to say is, that depends. A significant question remains for people with pre-existing conditions.
About 25% of Utahns have some sort of pre-existing condition, and this bill puts them out there as a vulnerable population. With the Affordable Care Act, you had a ban on pre-existing condition discrimination, and a lot of people really benefited from that. We want to keep that going.
That's Utah Health Policy Project Executive Director Matt Schoenecker. The Affordable Care Act banned insurers from blocking people based on pre-existing conditions. Under this new plan, states could ask the federal government for a waiver, which would allow them to demand higher premiums for people with those existing illnesses. So would Utah seek such a waiver?
You know, in preliminary conversations around Utah, we're hearing, oh no, we would never do it. Why would any governor or state legislature do such a thing and get rid of that protection with a waiver? Well, the problem is twofold, really. One, if you want to have an insurance company participate in the marketplace, then you have to really meet their demands in this circumstance. And when you talked about industry pressure, I think there would perhaps be some industry pressure to give them that flexibility to be able to provide insurance in the way they think is feasible and really at the, you know, maximizing cost and so forth. Well, their point of view of what those protections should be is oftentimes and most of the time different than what a consumer's point of view is.
On the other hand, Republicans say their bill puts patients back in charge of their care. They also say it won't penalize people who choose not to buy health insurance as the Affordable Care Act does. Utah's four members of Congress voted in favor of the bill, with Jason Chaffetz even returning to Washington early after his foot surgery to take part in the vote. Representative Mia Love says it will lower premiums and expand women's access to health services.